We're continuing our Shu'urim on Matbea Bracha. We are still in the Hagdamas of Melech HaOlam. And we're just going to recap what we learned more or less last time. Let's actually give an overview. So when we're speaking about doing a mitzvah or any type of tefillah, we are always replicating the process over and over again. It's called the tikkun process. What does that entail? That entails interacting with the yud sfiras which are coming up from the Na'am Da'ak. We know there are yud sfiras, Kesef, Chochma, Bina, Das, and all into Malchus they came out from the Na'am Da'ak. And they shattered, or there was a pagam, everybody in their various levels, and they went down into Bia. They went into Bia. Now, the way the Arizal learns is not exactly, well, I should be very careful the way I say this, the way the Rashash learns is not Poshup Shat in the Arizal B'chalal. It's rather more of Amkus. So, and since we're doing the Matbea Brach, which is the Halacha Lamais, as they call it, so we're going to show a few charts now on how the Rashash takes on these Yud Nekudas. We spoke about this last time. We know that the Arizal tells us, inshallah, that every Nekuda has 10 times 10. So the etzem, every nikud that came up in the Na'am Da'ak were 100 nikudas. With every nikud. So Keser came out, 100 nikudas, 100 spheres in Keser. And then Chokhma, 100 there, 100 there, and so on and so forth. Well, I should be more meduic. It's not that the fact that it came out, each one had that potential. What actually came out is only 1/10 of that. And it was the lowest tenth, which is the malchus of that. So it's 1/10 of that. So let's show a chart over here. For example, when we speak about Keser, so let's say this is the Sfiras of Keser the Nekudim. So again, this Keser has 10 by 10. This is 100 Sfiras. What actually came out from the Na'am Da'ak was only this. Only the malchus of that Keser. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So Mamayit, really the Shvira was Mamayit and localized to the 10 Malchias of the Keser. When Chochma came out, the Na'am Da'ak, also the same scenario was, the only 10 came out, 10 Malchias. Bina, also 10 Malchias came out. When he came to the lower 6, which is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, what happened was, even less came out. It was only the 6 Malchus that came out, the 6 lower Malchus. The Malchus of Chesed, Malchus of Gevurah, of Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. So it wasn't all 10, it was only 6. And when Malchus came out, it was only 1/100. It was 1/100 of that came out. So there, it's true, Bosh Upshan, the Arizal, 10 Nekudas came out, but according to the Rashash, it was... You can see the difference between Poshul Peshat and Morba Amkus is really only one, it was 10 parts of the 100 which came out for the first 3 spheres, Chochma Bina Das, Chochma Bina, Kesel Chochma Bina. And when it came to the Vak, only 6 spheres, and Malchus only.
Of those Vak, that means really that you can make six pictures of the same thing.
Yeah. 6 pictures of the
same thing.
Yeah.
And what happened to the other 9/10?
Stayed inside.
They stayed inside.
They're going to come out b'shas tikkun.
But that means that they're not part of the bekoach of this. You were saying before it was potentially there. It's not there. It's separated.
I mean, potentially there. When it's inside Adam Kadam, it looks like this. It's one big sphere. What actually came out was only this. Dislocated itself from the rest of the
sphere. So they are not joined.
Dislocated, yeah.
Right.
Well, one's outside, one's inside.
It's not a potential of that tenth. The 1/10 is now a separate entity.
Completely separate, right. Okay, so that's all v'shas shvil, as we call it. Okay? Now, when we're doing Torah mitzvahs, tefillah, we're doing the tikkun. What's going to happen in shas tikkun? As we know in shah tikkun, we learn in Etz Chaim or Otto Chaim, we know that the way you make a tikkun is you bring the component of ma, and you bring the component of Ben together to be mashlim whatever was whatever needs Hashlama. So let's compare again. So let's talk about Kesa, for example. So again, Kesa came out only the Malchus. So what do you need Hashlama? You need Hashlama of all this. Now where is this? Where is this Hashlama going to come from? Now let me just add one more detail over here. When we talk about the Malchus that came out, only the Malchus, and this being the Kesa, that you have to understand this is only one facet of Kesa. This is only the Ben of the Kesa. The nukva side of the keser, but you have to know if I were to, let's say, to turn this around, you'd see there's a zocher chelik of it that also didn't come out. So it's not emes that it's really all this is what you see is what there was. This is not the sphere of keser. Really, this is only one part. This half of sphere of keser. This is called the bed of the keser. The mal keser also stayed inside, so it's much less.
Didn't come out at all.
Didn't come out at all. No. Didn't come out at all.
And that also has 100 parts?
Yes, on the other side, 50%, right? You say it's a ball, you said you cut it in half. Only half the ball came out, and only one-tenth of that half came out. Okay? So for the Hashlama, you would need the other side, which is called the Ma. And this Chelik is called the Ben. You need the Hashlama, 9/10 of the Ben. And if I would turn the picture around, I would need the 10 parts of the Ma to come out. Ben and Ma just refers to Zohar Nukva. So that, again, 10 parts of 100 of the Nukva side came out. After the Ashlama, you're going to have the 9 parts to come out of the Nukva side. And then 10 parts of, or 100 parts, the entire side of the male side, the Ducha side, didn't come out. Now, B'Shas Tikkun is going to come out. So, B'Kitzur, you're going to need 9 parts of the Ben and 9 and 10 parts of the Ma to come out to be mashlim to complete this picture, and therefore all of this will then be black on both sides, the Ben side and the Zoch side. Now you'll do that for every single sphere. So the less that came out, the more tikkun you're going to need, right? So he's going to need more tikkun. You know, the Chagat now is going to need more tikkun than this because more came out over here, and the Malch is going to need the most amount of shefa. Because she only came out, she had the least amount of shvil, the ma'aseh. She's a minor bracer. Least amount of shvil and the most amount of tikkun. So let's see that inside over here. So this is the tikkun. This is what we're doing over here in Melech HaOlam, bracer. We'll see how that works. So we're going to learn it outside with the charts, and then we're going to see the words inside and how that fits in. So we're going to work with the spheres of Keser. Now remember I told you the two sides of it? These are the two sides. These are the two sides. Right? I told you it's a ball, right? I told you on the other side of the page. But on this particular picture, it's on, this is the Nukva side, and this is the Ducha side, which did not come out, and this is the Nukva side that came out.
So you're saying the ticking is when what's bifnim is roots in luchot.
Yeah. That's right.
That's cool too.
That's Hashlomas and Sphira. The Hashlomas and Sphira is happening over here. So what's going to come out? Let's start from the bent side.
So if it broke, then you only need the Tzimisak and the Chirik that broke. The Chirik that stayed inside, the Chirik doesn't need anything.
Right. That doesn't mean what I was asking. No, you're saying you can't. You're saying that it's only it's all tikkun when you are motzi that which was bifnim, which should have come out but didn't. So therefore, the tikkun is bringing it out in order to be with the bit which is outside. So that obviously needs more tikkun.
Right, but he's asking him though. Even though Hagam, let's say this is the only thing that broke, so whatever is broken is fixed. Whatever this is not broken, so why bother?
You said the same
tikkun
is only when it's
taken. So Taichin tikkun is that you're both right? Theoretically right, only something which is broken. But we're not only trying to do a tikkun, the hainu, rectify something which is broken, we're trying to make it better than it is. That's important. Understand that.
Yeah, but how are you masakin what's broken by schlepping out the other chalak? You have to masakin also the chutz as well.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is not being misakin over here.
Yeah.
That's something else. That we'll discuss We won't discuss this in Matei Bracha. That we'll discuss in Otzot Chaim and Etz Chaim, how that happens. Okay, those are all the shvils going up, and they go up into Ima, and they collaborate, and Shah Anach speaks about them, and they go back down into Bia, the Yonik from the Shtei Dadim of the of Atik. So that's all doing a tikkun, a local tikkun here, in these 10 malchus over there. That's not what we're doing over here. That's after the Meister. It's not mentioned over here, but you have to have those kavanas if you know what that means. But chutz mizeh, besides fixing what's broken, which is a good point, you're going to need hanashlama to make it even better. The hang, you're making what originally was a nekuda katana into a parts of shalom. You find these two different definitions in Shah Lamed and Etz Chai, the difference between a nekuda, a sphere, and a parsuf. Parsuf is the ultimate. That's the ultimate, and we're not going to go into right now. Why is that?
Well, couldn't the tikkun be just as much taking that tenth and putting it back in to the other nine tenths, rather than bringing the nine tenths to the tenth?
Well, we don't want to do that, because we want to create this world. We want to create us. The whole tachlis is to give us something to do. Right, so we want to come up. The Eibshel wants us to come up with poem. We're all there inside, right? The Nechanami, right? We're all Dovid Bashem, but that's in the Shosh. But he wants us to come up with poem, and he wants us to give us a scenario in which to do Torah mitzvahs, and that has to happen through a way of the Shvil of the Malachim. Through the Shvil of the Malachim, as we learned, that gives forth the sigim, a potential for sigim to come out, and the tumah to come out from the spheres, that creates the ganze oilam ha'chazeh, that creates everything else which is there, including us. Our neshama has come out from this. And that allows us to come and to do Torah mitzvah, to choose between Torah and Ra. But if you're saying what you're saying, then you know what, just put it back, which sounds like a great idea. Why take out 9/10 of Ben and 10/10 of Ma? Just take out the Miut, put the Miut back to the Roy. Why bring the Roy to the Miut? It's a good kasha. But the Teretz is, that's not the Tafkid. The Tafkid is we want to build something outside. The Eibshel wants to build this world and all the other worlds outside in order to make it, to manifest everything the poet.
Yeah, but couldn't you put the tenth back to 9/10, then bring out all 10/10?
Well, why do that?
Well, that's the question. Wouldn't that be easier?
Be easier? What, to bring it in and bring it back out? Yeah. Why just bring it back out? There's no reason why doing two quarters. Anyway, so we're going to do that for the Keser, you're going to do that for Chochmah, you're going to do that for all the spheres. Now, we're focusing on the Keser. Now, on the Maas side, we know the Maas side Bechalad didn't come out. So all the 100 spheres on the Maas side, which is the Duchel side, is going to come out. Now, when you come to the Ben side, when you come to the Ben side, what's going to happen over here is that it's a little bit of contradiction to this picture over here. But let me be Masbi a little bit here. One more Hagdom before we move on to the Tikkun. So in the Shvil, what happened was is that Keser broke. Now, the reason it explains so that Keser was divided into two parts. Keser will then become Atik and will become Arif. Exceptional, because usually every other part of this Chochma Sphere's Chochma becomes Abba, this Sphere's Chochma, the Sphere of Bina becomes Bina, Ima. So this becomes Abba, this becomes Ima. Here it's exceptional, it becomes two different parts of him. So saying that, when the 10 Malchus came out, half was for Atik and half was for Arich. Okay? So here's Atik's Malchus that we saw in that picture, because we're only talking with Atik over here. So the Ashlom is going to be obviously the other five Malchus, and the 9/10 that belong to every single category. And on the Duchel side. So when all that comes out, this is going to come out from the foreign, from the Metzach, it's coming from the Anayim again. And therefore, you have the Ashlom, and you have a part of Shalom called Atik. Same thing is going to happen for Arich. Arich, the Duchel didn't come out. Only the Shvil happened into the five lower spheres. He's going to have the Shlom over here. Then the Shlom of the 9/10. You're going to have a full-blown part of it. Instead of only having Keser, which this is the only thing that came up in the 9, the act for Arich, you're going to have now full-blown part of Kol Atik. Arich, sorry.
then you have the same Ma'am Ben used twice. Eh?
So this is the Chochma de Ma, which is Arich is going to take. That wasn't taken by by Atik. Atik took the Kesed de Ma.
At least half of it.
No, he took the entire Kesed de Ma. Atik took the entire Kesed de Ma, and Arich took the entire Chochma de Ma. The different sphere, that's Kesed de Chochma. You're right that the Ben was shared. You're right that the Ben was shared, actually doubled. As we spoke about last time at the end of the Shir, that the Kesed de Ben was shared, somehow, it's Mashma, he says over here, he asks what of Akasha, from the Chos Anam, also Mashma and Perikhei in Shar Atik, that the Kesed de Ben was shared both by Atik and both by Arich. But that's exceptional. Okay? Then, let's continue then. So now we fixed up, the Kudus of Kesed became Atik and Arich. Now what's after that? Two other Nekudas came out, that's a Chochma Bina. And we showed over here, what came out of the Chochma of the Bina? From the Inayim Da'ak. We said the 10 Malchias came out as well, Chochma of the Bina. So to be Mashlim, then you're going to need 9/10 of the Ben, and also 10/10, theoretically, of the Ma. Theoretically, but that doesn't happen. What's going to happen, the Chalukah, this is called, by the way, Chalukah Sashefa. Chalukah Sashefa. Each one's going to take some Shefa in order to grow itself. So Abba is going to take, says Rashas, the Keter, the Chochma of the Bina de Ma. Okay? And also he's going to take, what else he's going to take? He's going to take as well, he's going to take the Chochma of Ben, he's going to take the Vav Ketzavos, the Vav Ketzavos of the Chochma de Ben. He's going to take the Vav Ketzavos of the Bina de Ben. Okay? Now, when you move to Bina and Chochma Bina are not going to take the same quantity of spheres as we saw that Atik and Arir took. Atik and Arir, we saw it's clear cut, they took 100% of the Ma Chelik. And let's say 90% of the Ben Chelik, whatever the Ashlamah. So that was very nice. When you come to Chochma and Bina, it's not the case at all. What's going to happen to Chochma and Bina, that they're going to take, Abba's going to take, he's going to draw his source from the Bina de Ma. Why doesn't he go to Chochma or the Kesed de Ma? Because that's already been taken. The Kesed de Ma was taken from Atik. The Chochma de Ma has been taken from Arir. So what's left? The Bina and downwards. So which part of Bina? Not the entire Bina. He's only going to take the Kesed of the Chochma of the Bina. That's Abba. Eva's going to take the Bina of the Bina of the Ma. We don't ask why. That's what they took.
I mean, it's pits that Bina should take Bina.
Okay. Yeah, but it doesn't always work that way because we're going to see that he's going to take, Chochma is going to take, Abba is going to take from the Bina as well. Mm-hmm. So, what we see over here, for example, Abba now will also take from the Chochma the Bina, right? Which is a Nukva. So he's taking from the Nukva side, and he's going to take the Chesed Gvul Tivan Netzah Hod Yesod. He's going to take all that as well.
And before, but the Chochma Ben wasn't taken by Sunday.
The Chochma was not taken now. No. Atik took all the, they took the Kesed de Ma and the Kesed de Ben. Arich took the Chochma de Ma and he took the Kesed de Ma. Kesed de Ben. Right, when you come to the Chochma of Ben, that's something new. Nobody had Atik also took, but he only took a chelik. He took the Keser, the Chochma, and the Bina of the Ben, of the Chochma de Ben. That he did take. That's something else. He took the Har and the Dar and the Gar. The Gar and the Dar. He has a Gar and he has a Dar. That means the Givur Rishonus, Keter Chochma Bina, and the Dar, which is that. So, Atik took quite a bit. He took the Kesedema, he took the Bina de Ben, he took the Gar of the Chochma de Ben, and he took the Dar of the Bina de Ben. He's the one who took the most. Getting back to Abba, he took the Vav Ketzavos of the Chochma de Ben, and Imo took the Vav Ketzavos of the Bina de Ben. That's Chochma de Ben, it's Bina de Ben. Okay? Then you had Yisrael Saba, he took...
Did they take anything from Ma? They didn't take anything from Ma? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they took from Ma. They took from I showed you before, by the Ma side, the Bina de Ma, so Abba took the Ketzel Chochma, and then you had the Ima took the Bina, Bina mm-hmm. de Bina de Ma. Again, don't ask me why, this is the Chalukas Shefa, which is brought down. This is what they took in order to be mashlim der the shefa. And then you have all the sveikas and shahatik, you know. How exactly did they use this shefa? Yisro Saba, let's just finish off. Yisro Saba, which is the next part too. He took from the Bina Dema, he took the Vav Ketzavos. Tvuna took, which is the next part too. She took only from the Malchus of the Bina Dema. What else did they take? Yisro Saba took from the Chochma de Ben. He took the Malchus of the Chochma de Ben. And Tzvona took the Malchus of the Bina de Ben. Okay? So that's so far, that's Keser, that's so far, which part of have we done? We've done Atik, Arer, Abba, Ima, Yisro Saba, Tzvona. Now, what about Zah? What does Zah take? Here we go. Zah, remember Zah only brought the Vav Ketzavos of the Malchus, right? So here's the Ashlom over here. This is actually the Ma, okay? So all of this, the Ma Bechlad didn't come out. So he's going to take all of this to be Mashlim, because he's only Vav Ketzavos. This is what broke, right? This is what came out. He's going to take all this, except for this. Also, Atik is going to take the Ketzavos. And finally, for Nukva, remember, was only Nukuda Ketana she came out. So she's going to have the shlom except for the keser, because that's Atik. And the Ma Bechlad didn't come out, so that's her shlom. Okay? So that is everything. The Kitzur Nimotz, it's not something that's been, you can memorize so quickly, but you have the Siddur. The Siddur Shash will say this before, so it's nothing to worry about if you didn't catch all the details. You'll be able to see it in the Siddur, and at least you'll recognize and try to remember these charts a little bit. You have the basic framework to work with. Okay. So now, let's get a quick run-through to Melech HaOlam, and then, so Hashem, we're going to start working more on the Iyun, to understand all the words and so on and so forth. So as a person would say the words Melech HaOlam, let's see what the Rashash says. Yechaven limtzo atzmo al kiddush Hashem. So, there's a bit of a shiloh over here whether Mesiris Nefesh has to be done or not. But the general cloud in the Rashash is, if you want to make anything move in Ruchnis, the cloud is you need Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh. Now, what is Mesiris Nefesh? Now, we learn the Derech Musa, Mesiris Nefesh, you gotta go, you've been tired, you're Shachis. So the Mekubalim don't have the same understanding of Mesiris Nefesh. For them, Mesiris Nefesh says V'kabel alav dalet mises beis din, a little bit higher madrega than just pushing yourself out of bed shachris time for 9 o'clock minyan, but rather it's skila, sreifa, herek, chenig, and I've seen in the lashonis of the Mekubalim that they are very, very serious about this. They take this literally. Yeah, one of the Lushanis in the Poland that I read was that what's the big deal of Mesiris Nefesh for the Matzav, Umas Oilim come and threaten us with Mesiris Nefesh 100 times a day? Have we broken Mesiris Nefesh? Well, what's the Mashiach? I mean, they
hold him by that.
They're holding by that. They made us Mesiris Nefesh. That means it's based 100 times, may have broken us. For them, it's no. We invite us, no? So, and there's a whole system of kavanas that we're not going to go in right now, just want to show the outline. So, Mesiris Nefesh is the point of leaving go of your neshama, and that is sort of the spark, the generator, that's the trigger which triggers up the Aliyas Man. Okay? You need something to push everything going. To get the ruchnis or get the netzuzos going, that's going to happen. Have to happen. It's going to have to happen through your neshama leaving and schlepping a line all the netzuzos as well. Next line. Zichavin lalo is a mochim. Men a ramchim. Hanim shachu betevas ata Hashem Elokeinu. Now let's not forget, I made a little bit of a hefsek, but we have to remember what we've been working on till now. You remember, Chaim? What's all the shefa? let's just look at this picture for a minute, just to remind ourselves. Remember, as we were going through the bracha, so here is the word Baruch, here's the word Ata, here's the word Hashem, and here's the word Elokeinu. Now we had a stream of shefa coming down, which is called the penimius of the shefa. And also you had a stream of shefa coming down on the left-hand side, which is called the chitzonius of the shefa. And you're bringing that down, we learned it separately, but you're bringing that theoretically, simultaneously, all the way down. And then when you're saying the words melech ha'olam, you're going to start pushing all that shefa that you brought down, remember, from Keter Elyon, remember those words? All the way up until Mamesh Absag Da'ak. Okay? So what do we saw? We saw the Absag Mo. Then we saw, we brought down the Kasakama, Ganakana, the five Gevuos we brought down, in Atta, Hashem, you brought down the Chasodim, you brought them down in Keli, and then on the Chitzayim saw, we saw the Mabs. Remember the three Mabs? The Mab the Ab, the Mab the Sag, the Mab the Mab. You're bringing that down. Then you brought down in Atta, you brought one by one. Atta, you brought down the right-hand side. Hashem, you brought down the middle side. And then finally, the Mabdi Sag, if I'm not mistaken, you brought down in Elokeinu. Again, there's no Kavanos on the Pneumia side. So, we don't just leave that there. We take all that Sheva says, L'shash, Yechavin lalus ha-morchim in Aranchi. Aranchi is the power which powers the morchim. Shenimshuchu b'tevas ata Hashem Elokeinu.
Morchim is hashpo.
Is the actual substance which will create the gilul of Hatzul. And the neramche is the vol. That's the electricity that makes everything work. That's the end of shabbo. Sheher, and he explains. He tells you. You know, he doesn't. Shehem absag ma'uben. As we saw, that's on the right-hand side, that's the Shefa Pnimi, that's the Kasa Kama Kana, alright, still, that's all on the Pnimi side. Shem Mochim Pnimi, the Gimel Patsufam Pnimi, Shem Chaba Dechagat. Remember everything that we're bringing down. All the Shefa that we spoke about, it's all part of Chagat, believe it or not. Because the Chabad, the top Shefa, that's what we have to schlep all the way up the upside back, and only then, when we say Hashem Nishanah B'mitzvah Voisav or whatever, Shahakol, Adi Tzidayim, that's when we bring down the big Shefa. It's all Shefa the Kapas. So all Chagas. That's what he says over here, is the Chaba de Chagas. That's all the Shefa Panimim. And also the Shefa Chitza, which are the Gimel Mab, the Absag Ma, the Absag Ma, Umiluyem, also the Miluyem are there. Shem Amoichim, the Shtei Patsufim, the Chitzonim, which are the Nai, the Chag, the Patsuf, Chag, the Zah. Even the Ramchim, the Ruach Shulahem. So again, this is all part and parcel of the Chagat. And this is the Nai, the Chagat. This is all the Shefa Achitzum, which is coming down at this point as well. So again, when you're saying this word, a lot is happening. You're putting everything in position, getting yourself, getting the rocket ready to send it all up to Shmei Shemayim. The Loshon the Rashash is called Rum Malos. So if you turn over the page, you'll find all the Shefa. So let's see that. And this booklet over here, it's page 72. So all that Shefa that we named, we're going to see it inside. This is the diagram. So, what do we see over here? This is the Ranchi over here, that we spoke about. This is the life force which makes everything go. So this is the Absag Ma'uben. Absag Ma'uben. Then you have the five Chasadim, the five gvuras that we brought down. And then you have the Kasa Kama Kana, and also the Naranchi over here, and this is the Shefa Achitzon over here. So all this from here on top was the Shefa Apinimi, which was on the right-hand side of that diagram. And then when you come over here, this is from down here, you find all the Apsak Ba'oven, the Mabs, the Gimel Mabim, that's the Shefa Achitzon. You're bringing all that up. You see that?
Which way is?
Yeah. That's right. I'm saying over there. I think you will do it. Okay. So again, this is only a quick overview, and then we'll go back, we'll see more over here. Now, on page 73, we're going to learn something as well. Another component we haven't spoken about, we saw it in the Otter time, in Shah Rafach, Rafach Netzutzos. So he says, "In Biru Akira Oires the Rafach, the Gimel Partzufim Kacha Bakolalim the Pnimius the Oise Partzuf." Skip the brackets. The Amir Min Yaches and Yachesim Rebrocha Zul Im Shosham Naramch Shelo Lezun. So what does that all mean? As we know, the Rafach is, as we spoke about early on, the Esed Nekudah is coming out, they're all shattered. Where did they go to? The Kelim Shebo fell down. What accompanied the Kelim? What accompanied the Kelim that fell down into Bia? That was the Netzutzos called Rafach. Why they called Rafach? Because there were 288. Now, it's a misnomer to think there's only 288. Since there's infinite, but there's a tremendous amount of of kelim that need to be revived and kept going, therefore it only makes sense you need the equal amount, if not more, of netzutzot over there. So why do we call it 288? So we already saw in Shah Rafah what's pshat. So it's just a quick reminder, and then we'll go more be'iyun in this. So this is the chart of the Rafah. Some people call it the Abdu chart or the Rafach chart. We did this when we learned the Inyan of the Rafach. Shah Rafach. So, let me just tell you quickly, you see this red line over here? This is the difference between Atzilus and Briya Tziyasiya. So this is on the lower worlds, wherever is in white and yellow. And the higher world, Atzilus, is up and above. Okay, it's all in blue. So whatever you see underneath is the Rafach, which fell into the lower worlds. Particularly, we're going to focus on the three Abim. 72 times 4 is 288. 288, that's why it's called Rafach. Because there's four major categories where the Netzutzos fell, which is Ab, Sag, Ma'ubim. From there came out the Netzutzos, the main Netzutzos which we focus on. Again, not to say that they're the only Netzutzos, but once we schlep those up, we schlep everything up, all the other Netzutzos up. So why do we focus on those particularly? Because those are the highest ones just above the world of Atzilus. So the highest ones in the world of the lower worlds. So once you schlep this, all the whole entire category goes up. So we're only focused on, we could say, unlimited amount of Netzutzos we're going to fetch up. No, we're going to focus on the 72, 72, 72, and once we focus on those four major categories, everything else is going to be schlepped out.
What's Ab to Ab and Ab to Sag?
Yeah, that's right. Ab the Ab, and then you have the Ab the Sag, and then the Ab the Ma, and then the Ab the Ben.
I thought Ab to Ab is completely above us. We don't want to speak about Ab to Ab.
Yeah, but we're talking in the Tzutzos Shebo, which fell down. Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Now, let me show you very quickly in the Rishash's Loshon. Like I said, we'll do this more even later on. So the Rishash says as follows, Malchus de Chesed. We're looking at this chart over here. Malchus de Chesed. So you see on the left-hand side, right? To my left now. On the left-hand side says Malchus de Chesed. Malchus de Gvur, Malchus de Tani, Malchus de Malchus. Those are the four major categories. It means this is what broke. What broke is Chesed, Nekud of Chesed, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, Nesa, Hod, Yosod. So the Malchus, those are the Nekud which broke. Which part in particular we spoke about, we showed the chart at the beginning, is the Malchus Shebo. So it's the Malchus of the Chesed which broke. Malchus, these are the Kalim. Now, the Nitzutzot are here. What we're going to focus is on the Av. The Av says the Rashash of Madrega Zayin. Like we said, this Av the Av, Av the Ma, Av the Sag, Av the Ma, Av the Ben. Those are the four major categories. Now, he calls that Madrega Zayin. What does that mean? So we're going to have to go back to this chart. There's a lot of charts today. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12. You have infinite amount of Madrega. So we're going to Madrega Zayin, he says. Madrega Zayin. So if we go across to the Abda Ag, here we go. This is the map. He's mapping it out for us. This is Madrega Zayin for the Abda Ab. Here we go, 72. Remember, 4 times 72 is 288. We're focusing on Dafka, on the highest Nitzutzot, which there are. So we're going to have 72 in each category, or more or less, 73, 71. But here's 72. That's Madrega Zayin. See that inside? Abda Ab, Madrega Zayin. You see that? He says, Abda Madrega Zayin. Now, next thing.
What's above the Madrega Zayin?
Madrega Zayin is the Nitzutzot which did not call into, fall into Bia. So there were, we don't have to miss Asik with them, in them. We're only miss Asik in being Matsi, whatever fell into the lower world, of which is below, which is demonstrated, which is everything below the red line. That's, you know, you cross to go the red line, you got to be Matsi these. These Nitzutzot.
How can we hide them? What's hiding?
That's Atzilus. So you have Atzilus, and then you have Bria, and Yetzira, and Asir. The lower world.
And up to up is the highest. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're talking about Nitzutzot will have detached itself. They're not there. They're not in the Adab. They're not in the ratio, the Adam Kabbalah. They've fallen and they've come all the way down into the lower world.
Right.
So now you have to schlep them back up now. So when it
on the threshold of Atzilus.
This is the threshold. That's a good word. Threshold of Atzilus. So they're just there. You just have to tip them back into that Atzilus. That's what.
Right.
That's the Tafkid. That's the Tafkid. All everything we do, raise up the Shivra Kalim and the Nitzutzot, which we're referring to now as Rafah. Second Madrega is Madrega Gvura, the Malchus of Gvura. Right. We know that's the second sphere that broke is Malchus. It's Gvura. So he calls that's the Abdesag, which is the second court, Madrega, Hay, and Zayin. So what's Hay and Zayin? So Hay and Zayin, so this is Madrega Shnia. Hay is, well, here's Hay. And Zayin, here's Zayin as well. So Zayin and Hay. That means there's Sag over here, because it's Abdesag Ma, and this is Ben. So what we're focusing on the Sag, which is 63, you also need Hay. Look at the 10 letters over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. 10 and 70, and 63, 73. Close enough, right? So you got 73. Those are the two mekoymes. Once you schlep those up, everything else schlep up. Madrega Shlishi is over here. That's the Tani. Those are the other spheres that broke. Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. He says it's Abdema, which is Abdema. Abdema. And it's Madrega is Gimel and Zayin. Gimel, and Zayin. So you have the Ma, and this is 71. So you get 77, 73 over here. So sort of like 72, 77, 72. So you're nearly there. And then finally, it's Malchus de Malchus. That's the last sphere that broke, and it's Abde Ben, which is the last category. And you're going to have, it's called the Madrega Shnia Shihi Dalit. So it's Madrega Shnia, but really we're going to count it as Dalit. So there's your 72. We'll explain later on why we're doing this exactly, okay? So kids, you have 72, 72, 72, times 4, that's your 288 Nitzutzot. Those are where you have to concentrate. You have to concentrate. Madrega Zayin came out in every single one. That's the Tzadah Shavim, more or less, in all of them. That's the Kudah Mekozi of the Nitzutzot. You got to hang on to those Nitzutzot and then bring them up with the Shivra Kalim, which is Shivra Kalim. Okay? So those are all given Shemus, that's called the Ab, and then Madrega Shnia is the Sag, and also the Sag with the 10 letters over there, that's 63. The Havai Pshuta and the Sag, again, that's going to be 71. And then finally, the Ribua of Havai Pshuta, that's 72 as well. Okay, so says the Rosh Hashvaita, V'az Niton Koach. So once you've brought this up, now you have the Koach in Zoom. Umevarim gam hem biruri achoraim de yasut. Umechelke kachva de yasut. Hakolim rafach. ומרים אוי זה מבורורים שלהם שנדברו על ידינו ליעשות. Now we said at the beginning, I don't know if you remember, that when Zun broke, in Zun, בעצם, even though we read in Etzach Haim and also Etzach Haim, that the only thing that broke was Chesed, which is Zun, they fell into Bia, but when it came to Kesa, Chochma, Bina, they only fell over to the lowest parts of Atzilus. Really, that's one shot. But more Ba'amkus, you have to know there's always a Halbosha. So there was, even before all the Shvira happened, there was a Halbosha of Keset in Zun. Chochma Bina in Zun. So it makes sense that when Zun broke and fell into the lower worlds of Bia, they schlep whatever was inside of them as well. So that in Bia as well, you're going to find Keset, Birurim of Keset. You're going to find Birurim of Chochma and Bina also there as well. So kumto es nafkamin is that when you make a tikkun, when you make an aliyas of birurim to melech ha'olam, you have to bechaven also with those birurim of keser and chokhma bina, which translates to be you're going to have to make an aliyah in atik, an aliyah in arich, an aliyah in abba, ima, yisasa ben tmuna. All those are going to need an aliyah as well. That's what he's saying over here as well. Okay? So let's see that again. As nitz and koach, once you brought up these birurim and the rafach, nitz and koach v'zun imevarem gamem birurim achorayim de yasud. How could it be yasud? We're not talking about yasud and atzilus. We're talking, we're still bringing them back from bia. No, teretz is there also in bia. Over chelke kachba de yasud kolim ima rafach. How could they be called the Rafach? Means they were there as well. So you're going to have to bring up the Birurim, which are in from Yasud, which originate from Bia, and also the Birurim, which are in the world of Atzilus. Those two Birurim you have to bring up. And where do you bring them up to? You bring them up from Zun, the Atzilus, into Yasud, which is the higher Madrigan. And invited, as once the birurim are found in Yasud, as niten kor be Yasud, umivarim gam hem birurim anaz mechalke kach ba de abba ve'ima. You're going to also know the same thing. Weiter, you're going to schlep out these birurim of abba ve'ima, which is also there. The chelik, which is in Atzilus, you're bringing them higher up. Or b'chinas achorayim de abba ve'ima, and also the chelik which is in Bia. So the Achorayim, which is in Atzilus, and also the Achorayim, also the Chelik, which is in Bia, you're going to schlep them up. But Mali Moisa, you're going to bring them up all, you're going to bring them up all the way up to Mali Moisa, Ima Burim Shulehem, Nizbawa Al Yezun, Le Abba V'Ima. You're going to bring them to Abba V'Ima. And then it doesn't stop there. Then you're going to schlep even higher. Then, once Abba V'Ima receive their Korches, then they go all the way up into Arich. וכן ניתן כל באבא ואמא המברים גם הם מאחוריים דנאי דאר חמפים ומחלקי כך בו דאר חמפים מה למועסה מבורום שלהם מברים על ידי יסו דאר חמפים. So again, same process, you're going to bring all these בורים אבא ואמא into, with the בירורים of אר חמפים until אר חמפים. Says the Rashash, וכן doesn't tell us all the process, but וכן הדל זה באר חמפים until the attic. וכן לאוילם, Olim ze ad av sagda'ah. You're going to reach it all the way until av sagda'ah. And then, once you get the av sagda'ah, you're going to make a great zivug. On page 74, you're going to see over here, once you did the aliyah, there's no diagram for this, but we assume that you've done the aliyah. And then finally, over here, you're going to see you finally reach the highest levels in Ak. This is what you're talking about, the Absag, the Ak. You're going to make a great zivug, and then all this is now the Yeridas HaShefa. What is this exactly called? It's called Chalukas HaShefa. That's what we started off at the beginning. We're going Kol HaChoyzer, Galgal HaChoyzer. All the charts that we showed you is that this is what Ati takes, this is what Arich takes, this is Abba Ve'ima takes, Yasu takes, Tuna takes, Zun takes, they're all going to take their chilek from Ma'u ben Azur coming out, because it's a new Shefa coming out. The Metzach is opening, so the Ma's coming out now, the Naim are coming out, are sending out Shefa, the Tashlumim of the Ninth Spheres, which is on the charts. All the Patsum are going to be taking their chilek as they're coming down, all the way down to Zun, and then finally they're going to get to the Yusuf Sabre and then find his Zun. Okay? That is the process, Bigadol, as they say. Right? Just in a very general sense. And in Sashem, we're going to go, next time we meet, more Be'il to understand more details in this process. Okay. Shkoyach.